all smiles and handshakes in front of the cameras. But behind the scene, there must have been tough talk. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has traveled to Pakistan against the backdrop of strained ties between Islamabad and Kabul. This is Karzai's first visit to Pakistan since the change of government in Islamabad. During talks with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, Karzai sought Islamabad's help in reaching out to the Afghan Taliban.
We discussed reconciliation and peace building with the expectation that the government of Pakistan will facilitate and help in manners it can to the peace process in Afghanistan and in providing opportunities or a platform for talks between the Afghan High Peace Council and the Taliban movement.
For his turn, the Pakistani Prime Minister assured Karzai that his government would do whatever lies in its powers to help bring peace and stability in Afghanistan.
I stress to President Karzai the importance Pakistan attaches to a peaceful, stable and united Afghanistan. I also reaffirmed Pakistan's strong and sincere support for peace and reconciliation in Afghanistan. We fully agreed that this process has to be inclusive, Afghan-owned and Afghan-led.
Efforts to bring Afghan Taliban on the negotiating table have made little headway due to trust deficit among the major players. Pakistan is seen as crucial for any peace deal in Afghanistan because of its historical ties with the Taliban. The head of the Afghan High Peace Council, Salahuddin Rabbani, who is also accompanying President Karzai, is seeking the release of Afghan Taliban prisoners, including the insurgent's former deputy mullah brother, from Pakistan's custody. The Karzai administration believes the release of Afghan Taliban detainees held by Pakistan will help peace efforts. But it remains to be seen if Pakistan, which in the past released over 24 Taliban prisoners, will free more militants in near future. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.